said and done so far today. We thank him for being a King of Glory, for being a Lord strong and mighty, for being a Lord mighty in battle. We thank you, Jesus, for being an everlasting Father, for being a Prince of Peace. We thank you, Jesus, for all things. And I can't express enough how we got to give honor and praise to the Lord. We have to give honor and praise to the Lord. This battle out there that we're fighting, if we don't get in line and allow the Spirit of God to reign in our lives, allow the battlefield to be fought through the Spirit, then we're in trouble. We're really in trouble. We're going to have Pastor come forth with the word before she comes forth with the word. I'm just going to read a few scriptures from Romans 8 chapter. I just want to remind you that the times that we're in, we are in some times that we don't need to be on the sideline. I know we talk about this a lot, and I know I talk about it a lot, and I know I talk about it, but it's time to be about our Father's business. It's time for us to be led by the Spirit of God and not be in a corner. Let's go out and fight the good fight. And we're talking about earlier about lip service. Jesus is tired of lip service. Stop talking about what you're going to do and go forth and do it. Stop talking about what the world is doing and what the adversary is doing and fight the good fight using the weaponry that Jesus has given you. Jesus has given everybody different weaponry. But as a body and a unit of Christ, if we come together in unity, there is no principality that can fight against us. No power of darkness, no spiritual ruler, no nothing that can wrestle against us that we can overcome through Christ. In unity is a bond that Christ wants us to be in unity. Not trying to devour each other, but no, operating in unity. I'm just going to read a few scriptures from Romans 8 chapter. We're going to start with this 5th verse. We're going to read a few. No, actually, we're going to go down to the 14th verse and to the 17th verse. For as many as led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God. If children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we also may be glorified together. And I just wanted to read that because if we live by the Spirit of God, come on, let's get real with it. First thing is going to be suffering. This is a suffering way. Everybody's not going to like what we said if we're speaking about the principles of Christ. If the adversary is in us, they're not going to like what you're saying. But we did not receive the spirit of bondage. The fear of the adversary is trying to do against us. The adversary can't do anything against us if you're led by the Spirit. Because even into death, we are still led by the Spirit to enter into the pearly gates. That's why we can't allow anything to separate us from the love of Christ. We're not in bondage. Speak the word. Do his will. Do his purpose. It doesn't matter what they threaten you to do to you. They may threaten your liberties. Still speak the word. Still do his will. Still do his purpose. Because guess what? We are adopted. And the Father, through his Son, we have our eternal home that we're working towards. It doesn't matter what the adversary is doing. It doesn't matter what the devil is doing. We're going to go forth and continue to speak the word, do his will, do his purpose, and go forth like warriors on the battlefield. On the battlefield of Christ. Not taking down for the enemy, but standing tall. Moving by his Spirit. Doing miracles, signs, and wonders. We're going to have Pastor come forth. We thank Jesus for the word we're going to, and we thank him for the word he's about to give us.
Amen. Thank the Lord for his presence and his obedience of the prophet here. I'm just going to get right into the word this afternoon. There's been so much that's been going on, and we can't say it enough about picking up your weapons and fighting, and we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. I'm going to be in Ephesians chapter, the very first chapter, and I'm going to start in verses 11. So I'm going to go ahead and get started reading while you guys find that. "And whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ." So blessed be the reading of that word. I want to stop right there, because there's many people right now who don't know which way to turn. It's so much that's going on that people are called by the name of Jesus Christ, but they are scattered. Many people are like, I don't know what this to do. I don't know what that to do, because the prophets and the pastors and the teachers, they're doing their own will. They're about pomping, and they're about propaganda and the things that they're trying to cover with coverings that's not holy. So therefore, the people are not receiving what thus saith the Lord. And with the Lord comes the chastening. With the Lord comes the prophetic words, comes the leadership, comes the guidance, comes the fruits of the Spirit by his Holy Spirit. But there's spirits that's gone forth that have you going another way. The Lord is not going to lead us in a path of destruction. The Bible tells us that there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end is destruction. But the Lord is not leading us down the path. His Spirit leads us in the path of truth and holiness and righteousness. So I want to speak in Ephesians chapter 1 in regards to one of the churches that the Lord had established in the book of Revelation was the church of Ephesus. But I'm going to be hitting on different points this afternoon, because there's so much to cover. Unfortunately, we have to speak what thus saith the Lord with the time that's been allotted to us, because many other people won't stand and speak their word. But guess what? The Lord fills in the gaps for those who won't do what thus saith the Lord. There's always a remnant. There's always, as they say, a ram in the bush. So we're going to be obedient to what thus saith the Lord and do what the other people won't do, and that's stand and be counted among the righteous. So here, the Lord wants to let us know that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ. So this is what we're looking forward to. This is the reward of the saints, the patience of the saints that wait patiently on the Lord to do what his will says to do. Because with all of this world, when there's a reward for this, there's a reward for that, there's also a reward for disobedience. And there was a lot that has been spoken of this morning talking about being obedient to what thus saith the Lord. Because if you continue to walk by sight and not by faith, you'll fall astray with the winds of doctrine that's contrary to the word of Jesus Christ. So we cannot focus on what the other people are doing or the popular way. And it's so easy to be deceived in this world. But if your heart is after the true and living God, you will not be deceived. Because yes, the prophets, they come forth and they divine with familiar spirits, they divine in all sorts of ways, because they're appeasing to the sensual and the demonic. And the sensual and demonic said, oh, we're going to be in a temporary fix, make you feel good for this particular moment, and then you have this fuel to go on for a week or two, and then you're back in the same boat with the same situation, the same problems, the same circumstances, when really the Lord to humble yourself, to repent, to turn from your wicked ways, and then he will hear and he will heal the land. And that's where the healing comes forth, with the repentance. I cannot give you anything except for repent and turn. And for the harvest has already come, so for those who are the non-believers, continue to do what they do. So you've got to understand that you cannot go off of what you see at this point. You've got to know Jesus Christ for yourself. And you've got to get in this word to know it for yourself, because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy every ounce of the Holy Spirit that is amongst the true believer that's trying to endure to the end. There's waves of doctrines that is doctrines of falsehood that's getting you to go this way and getting you to go that way. This is why he says what? Go the straight and narrow gate. And talking about the double-minded person who's unstable in all their ways. But we must stand and believe only. In whom also we have an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who also worketh things after the counsel of his own will. This is important that we recognize that it's not our own will, but that it's whose will? His will. It's his purpose. And if we don't get it to the ability to recognize that operation of relinquishment of your whole self to Jesus Christ, Prophet made mention of something earlier, you're in trouble. You're in trouble if you think that you can do one thing and stand on one side and be on both sides. You're in trouble. If you think you cannot just give your whole self to Jesus Christ and trust in him completely, and think that he's going to continue to pour the fullness of his glory upon you while not choosing. This is why he said so simply, choose this day who you're going to serve. Are you going to serve him or are you going to serve man? Pick who you're going to serve, because at the end of the day, he's coming back for a church that's without spot or wrinkle. And yes, he first chose us, but he's coming back for those whom he's redeemed by his blood, who work of things after the counsel of his own will. So we're not going off and we're doing our own will, doing our own purpose, and then just saying, oh, thank you, Jesus, for it. He's coming back for those who are truly surrendered to trust in his will. Not going off and saying, well, I'm not really sure what the Lord is doing, so I'm going to do this. But those who are willing to humble themselves to know what the will of the Lord is, because they're willing to do the work. And that's one of the things that he talked about in Revelation with the churches. He addressed the works. Because regardless of all of the seven churches that have been established, they're doing a work. And many people think they're doing a work for Jesus. Even many people are tearing down, thinking that they're doing a work for Jesus. Like he made mention of earlier, people are devouring each other, thinking that it's all for the will and purpose of Jesus Christ, thinking they're doing the Lord's service. Works of the flesh and not works of faith. And this is why the sign situation. And I'd rather go on the ground knowing that I'm going to be with my Father in heaven. Because many people, they'll funeralize your body, they'll preach a good sermon, preach you way up there, and you're in a burning pit. And when you go down to that pit, that is it. That's the end. And I'm not here to scare you with hell. That's not what it's about. Because hell wasn't designed for the children of the Most High. It was designed for the disobedient and the rebellious and the tares that have been sown amongst the wheat. It's not those who desire the Lord with their whole heart and who are willing to humble themselves and receive the true love of Jesus Christ. So we can't go on our own will and call it righteousness. We can't come up with our own way and then and be walking blind and then say, oh, the Lord is with me. Oh, wow, not getting down on our knees, not seeking the Lord through his word. And then we go on wandering around to man to justify our actions. Instead of knowing for ourselves, because the Lord said, many are called, but few are chosen. You know that most people by now, they know that they're called and what they're chosen to do, so do it. I'm skipping over to verses 18 in Ephesians. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. This is important. I'm sure many of us have heard this scripture over and over and time again. And I want you to really read in regards to the church of Ephesus in the book of Revelation. now in the name of Jesus. I know what you're saying, but do you believe? Because I'm going to speak, because the Bible tells me in James, when we come together, we're praying and believing. We're not praying with doubt. So hold on, Lord, if there be any doubt, let's remove this doubt right now in the name of Jesus.